The following was pre-recorded, and I'm saying that now, knowing that I will be... I'm pre-recorded.
Yeah, there it is. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right.
Jesus.
What's with you? Yeah.
All right, thanks very much, Margaret. That's a nice piece of music that you chose for us, bud.
Yeah, pretty good. It's Apache Tomcat.
Yeah, one of our favorite bands there on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Apache Tomcat, there with a thing called All Right Rock and Roll.
No kidding.
Steve Bozell joins us tonight because he hasn't, you know, he got rid of Homescapes. Guys, I saw the statement that he made on Twitter.
Now, what are we doing? Are we getting all of our material now from Twitter?
Yeah, we sure as hell are, because that's where everybody's going and unburdening themselves.
Now that they're talking about a lot... Excuse me, I just dropped my glass.
Here you go, General.
Thank you, bud. Now they're broken.
So anyway,
we see people make a comment, Margaret.
We see people making comments. We want to get them on the show to interview them.
So what did he say? Did he say he's off of Homescapes?
Yeah, he said he got the strength, and he knew that he could get the strength from God. And he did.
Oh, well, what about that, huh? Hey.
God, to be cynical about a man praying to God.
It's with you, Margaret. I mean, the guy, you know, that's how Steve expresses himself.
He knew he'd get the... What is this again?
He said he needed strength from God. And, by the way, did you see that?
Go ahead.
Strength from God to get rid of the Homescapes app.
Now, speaking of what the general was just pointing to, we're looking at a hockey game, and there was a brutal hit in the New York Rangers-Chicago Blackhawk game.
Oh, I saw that.
Right. One of the Blackhawks was hit. He was, frankly, was blindsided by a forearm from one of the Rangers and knocked this guy to the ice. I think he was out cold before he even hit the ice, and it was a, forgive me for saying, but it was a sobering moment. Coach Vernon Dozier is going to be on with us. He got into some trouble with some hockey fans. Where was he?
I think he was over at the boat in San Gabriel.
At the boat in San Gabriel.
Made a comment about some guy. What is it, bud?
Guy's name is A-Hole.
It ain't A-Hole, man. It's A-H-O.
What? Oh, this is the man who plays hockey.
Yeah, A-Ho. A-H-O. He's a great player, plays for the Hurricanes. Coach Dozier almost got into a fist fight. We'll talk with him later on here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. But first up here, we have Stephen Bozell at his home in out there in Corona, California. Steve, sorry, man, I almost forgot where you live, dude. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good, and thank you, Mr. Henry, for having me on the show so I can give you, General, and you, Margaret, and everybody who's doubtful, give you a little idea what I contend with.
Well, Steve, I don't mean to mock you or anything, but, you know, it sounded a little funny, what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, you do mean to mock me. You do mean to mock me, okay?
What do you mean, I do mean to mock you? When you said, and what I think what Phil said, that you're praying to God for the strength,
it sounded as if you don't... Why would you need strength from God to get rid of the Homescapes app?
Well, I mean, here's what this comes down to. And here's what it comes down to? Like I was talking about stew?
I didn't hear that.
That's fine.
Okay.
It did. It sounded like you were talking about stew, or...
It sounded like you were talking about a stew that's called Come Down Stew.
Yeah, because the reason why I said that is my wife has a hangover cure. It's called Come Down Stew. And if you're having a hangover and you feel almost as if your mind is in a whole other world because of the hangover you have. She says he'll bring you down with the come-down stew.
Okay, but I don't want to talk about that right now, Steve. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, you're right, you're right. So what it comes down to is that I was on Homescapes 3, 4, 5 times a day. I was checking to see if I had new lives. I was spending $2.99, $3.99, because you could spend $2.99 to get the whole to get enough money to buy lives. You know, I was.
So you were sort of addicted to this.
I would have to say. Now you can hear right there. Hear that? That's the traveler.
So you're in Corona and you get the traveling squirrel just like Dean does.
Yeah, Mr. Anyway.
Phil, where were you? This isn't called the traveling squirrel because it goes between Northern and Southern California.
No, it's not the only place it travels to.
Well, I don't really care, but that's all right. So, yes, I understand. But we had an incident last week. I don't know if you heard it, Steve, where Emerelda Wheeler, she's the wife of one of my frequent contributors like yourself, Emerelda Wheeler, took a shotgun to two traveling squirrels.
Oh, yeah, I did. I heard about that, yeah. I did hear about that. That was, I when I heard that, and in the middle of that, I'm praying for the strength from God. Wow.
Well, don't tell me you started saying a prayer for the traveling squirrel.
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. See, what's with this guy, Phil? I mean, I'm talking...
Phil?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but, you know, I'm trying to talk to this man about...
What do you mean, what's with me? You're telling me about all this stuff. You know, you're lowering your head in prayer.
Excuse me, I'm talking. I'm saying, yes, I'm lowering my head in prayer. I'm caring about the lives of the squirrel. I care about my life. I care about me getting off of homescapes. And when I heard about this, what's the woman's name?
Her name's Emerelda Wheeler, and she wheeled about. That's what the article said up in the Novato Bulletin, you know.
The what?
What are you talking about, Bud?
There's an article about it.
Oh, that's right. The Novato Bulletin had something. What was it, Bud?
Wheeler wheels about and blows away two squirrels.
No, that is not what it said. I believe it said Emerelda Wheeler wheels about two travelers dead.
That was it, yeah.
No, no, no.
Bud, I think I know.
Wait a minute. It said Wheeler wheels about, blows the squirrel.
What do you mean, blows the squirrel? What do you mean, wheels about and blows the squirrel?
Bud, I know what you're doing. You're trying to get in your cutie here. You're trying to be vulgar.
No, ma'am. I swear to God, it said something about Wheeler wheels about, blows away two squirrels.
No, it did not.
Well,
it might have said something like, you know, she blew away two squirrels, but it wasn't blew the squirrels.
Yeah, I would not think so. So when my whole point, Mr. Henry,
you're talking about you actually said a prayer for these squirrels.
I did. Yes, I did. I was thankful to God for helping me get off the homescapes, and then I heard the news, and I was sad. I was sad for the squirrel. And I knelt my head in prayer, and I mouthed a few prayers.
You know what, Margaret? That's kind of a nice thing. Why would you doubt the guy?
Oh, do you know what, Mark? So I'm the only one.
Well, Phil, I have to be honest with you. I was a little cynical. I'm sorry, Steve.
I mean, you know, it's just the way that I felt about it. And now I found out about that. It made the news, the Novato Bulletin.
Yeah, the Novato Bulletin said Wheeler wheels about.
Yeah, blows two squirrels.
Would you stop, please? All right, I'm sorry.
Wait, okay. So this made news.
Yeah, it made news because the traveler is a protected species.
Yeah, well, it is a protected species. You can hear it here in my tree. Now, the traveling squirrel, those people who know the species, and I made a joke with my wife, April. I said, you know, the species is travelous squirrelous. You know how they do that, Mr. Henry? You know?
Yeah, I know. They have the Latin. I know.
So I done a joke. Travelous, you know, the traveling squirrel is part of the genus Travelous Los Squirrelus.
Yeah, that's great, Bozell. So getting back to your life.
Oh boy.
All right, let's get past that. Let's get to homescapes. Yes, we are all sorry that the traveling squirrels were shot. I don't know that they've been. You say it's a protected species.
That's my understanding is it's protected.
I don't know that that's the case. I'm sorry to be so contrary tonight, gentlemen, but I don't think the traveler's squirrelless.
Well, God.
I don't think it is a protected species. I think a lot of this is in the sick minds of Mr. Wheeler, and forgive me, Mr. Bozell, you guys imagining there's squirrels running around with walnut hats.
Okay. You won't be the first person that's called me.
Called you squirrely? No, I guess not.
I was going to say he called me crazy.
All right, so whatever we got going on with this traveling squirrel, whether it's a real phenomenon of squirrels wearing walnut hats, whether you guys are imagining things, whatever that is, let's work that out later on. We're here to talk about homescapes, if you don't mind.
All right. Go ahead, Phil.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Sure, that's exactly what I want to talk about.
So why don't we pick up where you mentioned that you said a prayer. You were saying a prayer thanking God for getting you off of homescapes?
No, actually, I was praying fervently, saying, God, I got to get off of homescapes. I can't stand the game anymore. It's costing me money. I've spent about $75, Mr. Henry, this past month in buying lives and extensions.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, in the game app, you can buy more lives because you have to have lives so you can make all the multicolored blocks and things, you know, fall together.
How do you play this homescapes?
All right, General, come on, man. We've explained it a million times.
What you do with homescapes, you try to explode all these multicolored pieces or combine them with other pieces to make power-ups and just blow everything up and try to, you know,
You gotta achieve the goal that they want you to achieve, like get so many pieces of grass laid or get, you know, some walnuts exploded.
Get walnuts exploded, and here we are talking about...
I know, General, it's all just a very nefarious, weird coincidence that the traveling squirrel in the background there, Steve, we can hear very prominently.
By the way, Steve, I want to ask you, does that squirrel bother you?
It doesn't bother me. I mean, we got a traveler here. But the traveler is in Southern California a good 4 or 5 months of the year, spends most of his time in Northern California.
Well, it might be in mid-migration because this was last month when Emeralda Wheeler...
Yeah, here it is right here.
It does. The headline says, Wheeler wheels about, blows away two travelers. That's...
Well, that's the way that the Novato Bulletin reported. And I'm just reporting it.
Well, that's not professional. And speaking as a very experienced journalist, that is jive, funky.
Yeah, it does seem rather cavalier with the life of a squirrel.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just lower our heads in prayer later on for that. But
God, Mr. Jenny, you make fun of my religion.
I'm not making fun of your religion. I'm trying to stick to the point, which is the praying. The what were you praying for?
Oh my God! I'm sorry, my voice. I'm praying for...
He's praying. He's thanking God for getting him to delete the Homescapes app.
That was it, yeah.
Now, Steve, you spent $75, you said, in the last month on Homescapes. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you were pretty much an addicted player.
Yes, sir, I was. And I was playing it, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I'd grab my phone, I'd start playing it. And then in the morning, I'd grab my phone, I'd start playing it, even at work. While we have jobs going, you know, and I've got crews out, I'm sitting there in the office when I probably ought to be going over blueprints or assigning crews to different jobs. I'm playing Homescapes, you know, and my secretary came in and said, are you okay, Mr. Bozell? And I said, what do you mean? She says she can hear me out there, and I'm going, yeah, great, yeah.
So you got completely into it to the point where you forgot?
Yeah, forgot your job.
Yeah, I guess you could. That's right. I forgot about my job.
All right. When did you decide that you wanted God to intercede?
I told God about a week ago Tuesday. I said, God, please. And I said a prayer. Would you please help me not play Homescapes? Please. And I thought about taking my phone and throwing it onto a... I was on a pedestrian... walkway right over the 101 freeway where they're going to build that wildlife crossing, Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
And have you heard about it?
Yeah, I heard about the wildlife crossing, man. I'm trying to stick to the point.
We're trying to get the story, Steve.
Okay, sorry. So I was standing on this pedestrian walkway and I was looking, feeling, man, I tell you, I never felt more empty in my life. So I just looked on the freeway and I said, I want to take my phone and throw it right into that freeway. There were trucks going by, there were tractor trailers, there were all kinds of heavy equipment, and I wanted to throw the phone into it, but I didn't.
No, you didn't. So what is that when you said the prayer?
No, that's not when I said the prayer. I turned around, or if you will, I wheeled around, and I went back to my truck. I got in my truck, and I drove home, and I went into my living room, and my wife had lit a fire for the evening, because it was one of those cold, crisp fall evenings, and very crisp and cold, and felt, you know, we had a crackling fire going, and I was very much appreciative, and I told my wife, thank you, honey, and she said, you're welcome, and I thought, boy, that'd be a perfect time, man. I had to take this phone and throw it into that fire, burn it, just laugh and let it burn.
Something tells me you didn't do that.
No, I did not. I did not do that.
All right, so what did you do, Bozell, to get off of Homescapes?
Oh, my God.
General, let's
hear this story, General.
Fine.
I knelt my head when I was in the living room. I knelt my head. Well, I didn't. My head. I bent my head. I knelt down on one knee. My wife came in and said if I wanted a bean burger. I said no, honey. I was down on one knee. My head was down, and I was praying. And I had my hand in the air. And my wife said, "We got bean burgers." And that's when I got up. I said, "You know what? Because these bean burgers she makes, you know."
All right. So you didn't pray. You went and got a bean burger.
Yeah. Oh. What's so funny?
Steve, you're killing me, man. Tell me the story.
Steve, I'm going to apologize for Phil. no matter how ridiculous your story sounds, and it's starting to sound asinine, for Phil to break out laughing like that...
I'm sorry, Steve, but it was... You're talking about bean burgers?
That's right. My wife makes a good bean burger. What about it?
Nothing, man. But, you know...
Nothing, man. Mr. Ender, I've been in a lot of shows. I was on the Bob Handel show. I was on Bob and Ken. I was in Ken and Bob, all of them. And on Jimmy and Tilly. And the Bob Bergane show. And
who are these guys? I've never heard of any of these guys.
All right, so you've been on a lot of shows. You've been on a lot of shows, and they never laughed at you the way Mr. Henry does. Is that it?
Yes, that's exact. How did you know?
Because you're pretty predictable, Steve. Now, I'm telling you, hold on. I'm telling you, get the story out. You started to pray.
Yes, I did. I'm telling you, when I started to pray, that's when my wife came in and asked me if I wanted to have a bean burger.
Hey, Steve. Time's a waste, and we have another guest we have to get on, Coach Dozier.
Oh, well, don't let me keep you, you know.
Come on, Mr. Moselle, we want to hear. So you knelt in prayer. Did you tell your wife to take the bean, you didn't want the bean burger?
I told my wife to keep the bean burger warm. And then I realized what I'd said, and I said, I'm sorry, honey. Would you please put it in the oven so it'll be, you know, hot?
What do you mean, what you said? What was wrong with what you said?
I mean, when you tell your wife, she says, hey, honey, we've got an extra bean burger. And I said, well, why don't you keep it warm? You don't think that sounds crude?
All right, Steve, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Come on, Phil.
No. I want to thank you for being on the show.
What, are you throwing me off?
I want to get to the point here, or yeah, I am throwing you off.
You sat there and laughed at me.
That's right, I did laugh at you, because it was pretty laughable. Now, I want to know what happened. You prayed to God and what?
I prayed to God, please let me... delete the Homescapes app, and I looked at the Homescapes app.
And you deleted it?
I did not delete it, but I haven't been on it and played it in 2 weeks. I consider that a victory.
You didn't delete it, so you told us that you had deleted it.
You said that you deleted it, Mr. Bozell.
I know I did, but I didn't.
All right, well, I tell you what, Steve, we'll have you back on when you succeed in deleting the Homescapes app. Until then, you're not playing it.
I'm not playing it. I swear to God, I haven't played a game of Homescapes in 2 weeks. And it, man, I tell you, some days I don't think I'm going to make it. But I do. And you know what, if there's anybody out there with the Homescapes company, or it's called Playrix is the name of the company, I haven't played your game in 2 weeks. You can take it and stick it, because I've got a wife and I've got kids. I got a job that I love, and I've got a life.
That's right, Steve. Give your big speech, all the while not having the guts to delete that app.
I will delete it. I swear to Almighty God. God gave me the strength to stop playing it.
You came on here, man. You misrepresented yourself. You said you had deleted the app.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did, Bozell. You said you deleted the Homescapes app. That's why, Bud. Is that right, Bud?
I don't recall exactly, but yeah, I think I do recall it.
What? Well, what is that supposed to... I'm sorry. What's that supposed to mean?
It means that, you know what? You did. You said you were going to delete it, and you didn't. All right, Steve, we will have you back on once you've deleted the app. Congratulations on not at least playing it, and I'm sorry that the whole bean burger thing...
Yeah?
Got misunderstood, that's all. Okay, and I'm sorry that I laughed.
Mr. Henry, I like your show, and I admire you as a human being in many, many, many ways. But boy, that hurt when you started laughing at me.
You know what, Steve? I'm with Phil on this. Once you delete that app, that Homescapes app that you're spending all this money on, then we should have you back. But until then, all you're doing is tempting fate with that still on your phone, even though, and I believe you have, kept the away from this... For 2 weeks, you've got...
You got a big problem, man, with that app there.
Well, I commend you, son, for at least staying away from it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you know what? I think you're going to go back on it if you don't. Because if you have heroin or you have alcohol and you have it in the house, and even though you're a heroin addict, you go back on it. You know? You go back on it.
How do you know?
Because of what I read about.
Hey, you know what? He's right. If you have that stuff, it's temptation.
You talk about it like it's... Heroin, it's a game.
All right, well, if it's such a game and it's no big thing, why do you got to pray to God and bow your head in prayer and have your hand up in the air? And meanwhile, your wife comes in and asks you for...
Oh, Jesus.
She asked the man if he wanted a bean burger. What about it?
Nothing, except Steve's... Yeah, I knelt in prayer.
He's laughing at the fact that my wife said should I keep it warm? And Mr. Henry's thinking that, you know, she's putting it between her legs.
Hey, dude, you're the guy that intimated it was something weird like that. You did, Bozell. Well, congratulations for staying away from it. Steve, I give you all credit, man. You're staying away from the Homescapes game. That's good. We'll have you back on when you...
Yeah, when you're able to stay away from it for real.
I'm staying away from it for real.
Steve Bozell, folks.
I want to thank my wife, April, because the bean burger, it tastes...
Steve Bozell, ladies and gentlemen, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up next is Coach Vernon Dozier. A lot of action in the National Hockey League. Coach Dozier is not really a hockey fan, and he found himself in the midst of a bunch of hockey fans at the boat in Arcadia the other night. We'll talk to him when we come back here. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Now, great jobs online. Opportunities for you, and they are high-paying jobs. Jobs that can pay you $5, $6, even $7 an hour. Go to the Huba Institute. Yes, the Huba Institute, where you'll learn jobs like cattle driving, blacksmithing, lighting gas city lamps, midwifing, how to bleed or leech a patient, and, of course, buckboard driving. It's all there at the Huba Institute, 2915 Bertley Way in downtown Kazaga. The Huba Institute, where we train tomorrow's unemployed today. Just kidding. And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here again, Phil Henry. Thanks a lot, General. And our guest this segment of the program is our friend, Coach Vernon Dozier, who is at his home in Glendale, California. Coach, we've been watching some hockey, and I'm going to be back in South Florida on the 23rd. Now, Jackie and I are planning on going and seeing the Panthers and the Lightning. And
taking a bath.
Okay, I just now heard the bath.
I was told by Dicklin that this would be it would be all right as long as I kept the, you know, they don't want you saying, I don't know, maybe it was you. I put a lot of hot water in a bath, and I've had a tough day, Mr. Henry.
I understand. I just like it if you put the hot water in there, not to go, that kind of thing.
I understand, and I will accede to your wishes, but it's been one hell of a tough day.
Coach, you were in Arcadia, Phil's hometown, there at the very famous The Boat, which is a gathering spot, a sports bar.
Yeah, it's an old boat that they turned into a... the interior, you go in and you have yourself a couple of drinks or whatever you want to do, and then you watch sporting events, this kind of thing. It's nothing too insane, but, you know, we had a good time. So I was in there the other night. And there were hockey fans watching a hockey game, Phil, and they had this team on, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Right.
Right. And so I'm watching this, and I was there with Lefty and then some of the guys from the school, and these are all football coaches, but I told them, I don't know anything about hockey. I'm a football coach. Now, the guys that we were with, Eatman's friends, are all hockey fans. And he said, this is Coach Dozier, and I introduced myself. He said, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm not a hockey fan, I'm a football coach. And they're like, hey, all right, you know, you watch it, you get it. Now comes the game, and I see this guy out on the ice for the Carolina, I guess the Hurricanes.
Yeah, Carolina Hurricanes or the Canes.
Well, that's original, the Canes. I didn't know they said.
Yeah, they got on the front of their jersey, says Canes.
Oh, real original. See, they even named themselves after a football team.
All right, Coach, well, that's going to happen. So you're there, you're watching this game between the Canes and who?
I forget who they were playing. I think it was the L.A. Ducks or the...
Anaheim Ducks?
No, it wasn't the Anaheim Ducks. It was the L.A.
L.A. Kings?
No, it was L.A. I'm pretty sure it was the San Diego Ducks. Is that a team?
Anaheim Ducks, L.A. Kings.
Well, who plays for San Diego?
I don't think there is. There's no San Diego National Hockey League team. Not, I mean, they've never had one, I don't think.
There is no San Diego team.
Well, who are the Ducks?
Anaheim. The Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks. That's where Disneyland is.
Right, and they have the team. The Anaheim Ducks play down at the... Coach, you come from you don't come from California. You work and live in California. You never heard of the Anaheim Ducks.
I don't follow hockey is what I'm trying to tell you. Well, whatever team they're playing, this Carolina Canes. And here comes a guy named A-Hole.
That name is not A-Hole. I heard Phil pronounce it.
I know that, but that's what when I saw the guy's jersey, it said A-H-O, and the mind can't help but fill in L-E. And so I said, everybody, hey, get a load of it. There's an a-hole. Well, you know, they all looked back at me like I had just laughed at a bald, cancer-ridden orphan who's begging for alms on a filthy street somewhere in, you know, the Middle East. And there I was, the big, fat, what's the guy, you know, Big Daddy from Cat on a Fat Roof or whatever that's called.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So, Coach...
Phil, let me tell the story my way, if you don't mind.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm getting looked at by all these hockey fans like I'm Big Daddy in that TV show, Cat on a Hot Roof.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Cat, it's Tennessee Williams.
Okay, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I don't teach theater. I'm a history teacher. But in any event, I looked at this one guy's name, Sugarfoot Wilson. And
the guy's name is Sugarfoot Wilson?
Yeah, Bruce Sugarfoot Wilson. They call him that for laughs because he's new in the tech business. I don't know why they call him that. And he looked at me. He said, you know the guy's name is A-Ho, not A-Hole. I said, yeah, I know that. I'm just... They all looked at me like I had just ripped the most fetid, corrosive, rank fart the world had ever known.
Well, you know, in a way you had, because if they're hockey fans, you're messing with the guy's name.
But the name said A-Ho. All right, so be that as it may. I call, hey, look at that A-hole, you know, and they didn't think it was funny. So I sort of relaxed back in my seat, and somebody said that I glowered for the rest of the night, that I had a dark and scary look on my face. For the rest of the night, I didn't interact with anybody. And gradually, people are leaving in ones and twos. By the end of this game, there was nobody sitting there except for me and Juan Willingsley, one of the coaches. There were like three of the coaches came over. There's only two of us left. So everyone, as soon as I said, get a load of the a-hole, they began to drift out in twos and threes.
And okay, so that's the story?
Yeah, that's the story. I mean, here's what I'm saying. You can't, this is a game of hockey, has more guys in it that have funny last names, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that football is funny. What do you mean funny last names?
I'm not talking about names like Muhammad or in baseball we got Rodriguez or some of these names. I mean, these are names that come from, and I'm not trying to be funny, Phil, but, you know, if there were people on other planets playing hockey, we'd figure, guys, they don't. I've never seen names like these. A-Ho, one guy's name. I saw one guy's name, which was like M-T-A-T-C-H-A-A. Machakatatawa. What does that mean?
What was it?
Yeah, how do you say it again? How do you pronounce it?
I don't know how you pronounce it. The guy's name was M-T-A-T-C-H-A-A-C-H.
Matichuk?
I don't know. Matichuka? So you're telling me that sounds like a regular name.
It sounds like it might be Eastern European. It could be Finnish. You know,
that's a Scandinavian coach. I'm finally weighing in here because I can't believe what I'm hearing.
What does that mean, you can't believe what you're hearing?
I can't believe that all you did was say, hey, get a load of the a-hole, and everyone began drifting out.
Well, that's not the only thing I said. I just said... You know, can you imagine playing with a? What if the guy really is an a-hole? And I kept at it, and I probably shouldn't have.
So in other words, you beat the joke right into the ground till people couldn't stand it any longer, and they probably had far too many manners to actually say something to you.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what? I agree with the general. I bet you that's probably what it was. These people had manners, didn't tell you to shut up, just decided to get out.
Tell me to shut up. What's the point you're trying to make?
Gotta tell you, Coach. You know, you see the guy's name is A-Ho. Hey, look at the A-Ho. I bet you he's an A-Ho. And you're doing it and doing it and doing it until people are just sick of it. They're just sick of it.
That's exactly right. So your sense of humor, Coach, such as it is, was not appreciated. Then driving it into the ground as you did, beating it into the ground, beating it until it was not only dead, but... It was unrecognizable as to whatever it was that it was before you started beating it.
Whatever it was before I started beating it. You know, I can tell you this. I've had some lonely nights. I won't even get into it, okay?
No, don't go there, Coach. So
in other words, I heard your panel there, Mr. Henry, you and your panel, as you didn't give that Mr. Bozell not one shred of understanding.
Yes, we did. We dealt with Steve the way he should be dealt with, and we invited him back on the show. I'm sorry, I don't get the joke. I understand the guy's name is A-Ho.
His name's A-Ho. I said, get a load of the a-hole. You know, I didn't say asshole. I said, get a load of the a-hole. Now, I told you, Ward Billingsley, and some of the guys said, no, it's pronounced a-hole. I said, I know it's pronounced a-hole. I can see the guy's name, A-H-O. But what if it was a-hole? What would you say then? And that's when everyone looked at me like I'd let one go that would be foul of cow pasture. The cows themselves would flee the field after whatever it was that I let go, after they smelled whatever it was that I got.
Coach, you're out of line. You beat the joke into the ground. These are hockey fans. You were invited to watch the game with them. The a-hole line is funny maybe for 5 seconds. I heard it. When the guy first joined the league, I heard all those jokes.
Well, I don't follow hockey, Mr. Hendry.
Obviously you don't follow hockey, and it's not appreciated by hockey fans.
And it's not appreciated by hockey.
Hang up on this ass.
All right, I'm sorry, Miss Gray. I was out of line. I'm sorry. But...
You know, I mean, Coach, if you don't like hockey, you don't like hockey.
I don't. I've never watched the game, wanted to give it a chance. I know you watch it and you like it. So I wanted to give it a chance, and I made a joke, and it was an inappropriate joke.
There you go. It's just it's not so much inappropriate as been there, done that, and heard it. We just saw a thing here tonight, Coach. You know, talk about football. We just saw this young man take a forearm. It was the Rangers and the Blackhawks. He took a forearm to the kisser, went backwards onto the ice, and wasn't moving. They had to bring a stretcher out.
See that a lot in football.
Well, you know what? You see it a lot in hockey, too. It's a tough sport. These guys play their asses off. They may be a-ho, or they may be Matchick, or whatever the hell their names are, but they give the fans their money's worth.
I'm not saying they don't, Phil. I'm just saying that it was a funny name, but okay, I'll let it go. God damn.
Look, let me ask you something, Coach. How about you and I go into a game? When I get back from Florida, let's go out and see the Ducks or the Kings.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Be good.
What about me? I'm going to take Coach. Okay, how about you?
What about me?
All right, and you.
No, I don't want to go, but Frank might.
Okay, how about the four of us, you, me, Bud, and the General, going out to a hockey game?
Who? You, me, and who?
You and me and Bud Dickman and General Shaw.
Okay, fine, yeah. You buying?
Yeah, sure, I'll buy. So we'll all go out to a hockey game.
Well, look, Phil, don't make it like something you're resentful for. You know, look,
Phil just invited you to a hockey game at his expense, so let's just do it. It ought to be fun.
All right, Phil, that's fine. Great.
When we come back, and, you know, we'll go out and let's watch the game and gain an appreciation of it. And
What is it with you anyway? You don't watch football anymore, do you?
I don't watch football.
Why?
I couldn't care less. Bores the hell out of me. I'm sick of the game. I'm sick of the fans. The players are fine.
Sick of the fans.
I think the fans of football are dumber than ever before. I think the game itself is boring, and I'm sick and tired of watching it. I'm sick of the politics surrounding it. I'm kind of sick of the superstar players. Just the game, you know, I watched it my entire life. I watched it from the time I was a little kid. I had season tickets all those years. I'm done with football.
What about coming out and seeing Belmar?
I'll come out and watch Belmar. You know I will, but no. Let's go to a hockey game.
Yeah, all right, well.
You're welcome.
No, I'm not saying that I...
God, no kidding.
I'm not saying I don't appreciate it, Phil. I do. I just...
All right. So, Coach, when I get back, we'll see out... we'll fix a date and go to the hockey game.
And what's it called again? It's the L.A. Ducks, right?
Thanks a lot, Coach.
I'm just trying to figure out the Ducks.
Coach Vernon Dozier on a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
Well, that's very generous of you, Phil. Well, you know, I mean,
can I go too, Mr. Hendry?
I said yes, Bud, okay. So it'll be you.
Oh, wait a minute. It depends on the night. I may not have it off. I mean, Patsy and I might be doing something.
Okay, General, then don't jump in there and say, well, what about me?
All right, sorry.
We'll go to a game and... Coach Dozier can, you know, stick his nose into that.
So football is off for you.
Yeah, Mr. Henry's been talking about it for a long time, Ms. Gray.
Well, I haven't heard this.
I have sort of been mentioning it. No, I don't watch football anymore. It bores the hell out of me. It just does. And it's nothing. The game stinks. It got a stink about it over the last 5-6 years that I don't think it's ever going to get loose of, okay? The players strike me as entitled. The coaches are idiots. The fans are about as dumb as they... I'm sorry. You know. Anyway, folks, you go walk it off, Phil.
Go walk it off. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, General.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Executive produced by the guy that just slunk out of here, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
This Bud Dickman speaking.
And don't forget, oh, forget it.